Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Get ready for some cold weather, folks. The first real cold snap of the year moves in Friday after a series of thunderstorms on Thanksgiving Day. Temperatures will struggle to break the 50-degree mark during the daytime, with 40s being more common and some 20s at night starting on Friday. There'll also be some pretty brisk winds into the first part of next week, so we could actually see single-digit wind chills. Yeah, that's cold, folks. Now, because of the extra cold weather, Community CPR is seeking space heaters and donations to buy heaters for area residents who are in need. Contact Wally's Todd and Community CPR on Facebook for more information. The National Weather Service on Monday released its wrap-up for the 2024 hurricane season. The season saw some interesting trends, including more storm formation after the usual peak. It was also the second deadliest storm in modern history, Hurricane Helene. New technology helped the National Weather Service push flood warnings for 24 to 48 hours before the storms made landfall this year. This was the first time that was available. You can see more in this story at columbuscountynews.com. Highway Patrol has kicked off the Thanksgiving Clicketer Ticket Program. Local agencies and troopers are looking for seatbelt violations, speeding, and impaired drivers through December 1st. Thanksgiving week is expected to be even busier than usual this year due to lower gas prices and higher airline prices. Saturday has got two big events going on in downtown Whiteville. The Shop Our Stores on Small Business Saturday will give shoppers all kinds of alternatives to the big box stores while you support your neighbors at the same time. The Welcome All Suwan Heritage Celebration starts Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Museum of Science downtown. There'll be all kinds of crafts available, as well as some absolutely beautiful dancing featuring, that's right, our folks from the Welcome All Suwan tribe down at Buckhead. The event is free, and it starts at 10 a.m. at the Museum of Science in downtown Whiteville at the intersection of Columbus and Madison Streets. The Veterans Memorial Park of America is going to be a stop for the Wall That Heals next spring. The wall that features a full-size replica of the Vietnam Memorial in Washington, D.C. It's also a traveling museum telling the stories of combat casualties from that war, and has a large collection of items that have been left behind by visitors there in Washington. The wall is set up across the country throughout the year. Park volunteer Angela Norris said this is a major honor to be chosen by the wall's nonprofit, and the visit is expected to be one of the biggest events yet at the park, drawing folks from all over everywhere to come and have this very meaningful experience. Columbus Animal Protective Services is closed to intakes and strays this week as the shelter undergoes a deep cleaning. Only emergency calls will be accepted through December 2nd. If you have a true animal emergency, call 911. You need to get your orders in for these Columbus Swamp Keepers Education Foundation pork chop plate sale. Folks, I had some last year. They were wonderful. Some of the best pork chops you could ask for. Plates are $10, and they'll be available December 6th from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. Call or text 910-617-9056 to place your order. Transformation Church has a turkey shoot every Friday and Saturday night at 6 p.m. at 9955 James P. White Highway South. Hot dogs and drinks are available. Cost is $5 a shot, and all proceeds go to the church building fund. And yes, it's going on despite the fact Thanksgiving will be over by this weekend. Evergreen Fire Department is still having their turkey shoot as well. It's every Friday and Saturday through the end of this month, starting at 7 p.m. There'll be food available nightly. Now, if you miss out on your Thanksgiving turkey, you can always get one for Christmas. The Veterans Memorial Park is going to host a turkey shoot every Friday and Saturday beginning December 6th at 7 p.m. Shoots will be held through December 23rd at the park. Remember to let us know when and where you're hosting a turkey shoot so we can get it on our schedule. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.